happy to be here tonight? Do you love the Lord with all your heart? Amen. It's so good to see each and every one. Amen. We had such a wonderful time during the men's meetings. And my, what an honor it was just to see Brother Biscoe again. Man, just so thankful for those times that we had to spend together. Amen. God's been gracious to bring us back middle of the week here, and we just want to give Him glory tonight. Amen. Hope you'll join with me as we sing this song, I Have a Maker. I have a Maker. He poured my heart, and before even time began, my life was in His hand. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls.
I will soar with you,
Your Spirit leads me on in the power of your love. Lord, unveil my eyes, let me see you face to face, the knowledge of your love as you live. My mind, as your will unfolds in my life, in living every day, by the power of your love. Sing it now with all your hearts. Oh, yeah. Your love surround me, bring me near, oh, draw me to your side, and as I wait, I'll rise up like Spirit leads me on by the power of your love. Hold me close now. Oh, yes, Lord. Hold me close and let your love surround me. Up like the eagle, and I will soar with you in the power of your love. There is none like you. Touch my heart like you do, and I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. Oh, there is none like you. Heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. Sing it once again now. There is none like you, my Jesus. No one else can touch my heart like you do. Oh, I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. We're going to change the order of our service at this time and take up our special needs. I'd like to ask Brother David Stevens if he would take these needs before the Lord.
Amen. I have a special need. This is from Sister Shirley Lingle. Amen. For her son, Clinton. He's having colon surgery this Friday, October the 4th. Please pray for him. So let's remember that, Sister Shirley's son, Clinton. Amen. Let's remember him in prayer that God would be merciful to that special need. Amen. Please keep our dear brother Larry in your prayers. Continue praying for brother John LaFontaine. Amen. Both of them are battling with cancer in their body. Amen. And just need a deliverance from the Lord. And so let's remember them in prayer. Keep brother Josh Godwin's stepmother in prayer. I think she just had surgery. And is she in recovery, Sister Kristen? So let's remember her in prayer. That's brother Josh Godwin's stepmother. Amen. Brother David, if you would come at this time, take up these needs. Do you have any unspoken prayer requests by the uplifting hands? God knows your needs. Amen.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we count it a blessing to come in the middle of the week, dear Lord, and fill our cup once again. We just ask now you were petitioning for these brothers and sisters that our brother Jaron read aloud. Dear Lord, we just ask you to touch the needs, dear Lord. Our sister Shirley's son, dear Lord, we just ask, dear Lord, that you guide the surgeon's hand, dear Lord, on Friday. May your perfect will be done in that matter, dear Lord. We just give it to you. And our brother Josh's stepmother, dear Lord, we just ask that you continue to heal her, dear Lord, heal her body, and let our church family be a minister to them, dear Lord. We just ask that you be mindful of our dear brother Larry and brother LaFontaine, dear Lord. We just ask that you come closer to them than a brother, dear Lord, and just minister them as they're unable to go to church, dear Lord. We just want to stand in the gap for them and lift them up because they can't be here. We know that they long to be here, dear Lord. We just ask that you anoint the minister that's going to be bringing the word, dear Lord, and anoint our ears to hear what we need to hear and apply it to our lives. And we'll give you all the glory and honor for everything. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
God bless you, Brother David. You may have your seats. Sister Kristen has a special force tonight. As she's making her way, let's sing that song, I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. And I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. Sing the first verse with me. You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise.
Keep on.
bless you, Sister Kristen. Thank you for that beautiful special. Hallelujah. Let's stand tonight. I'll ask our deacons if they would come forward, take up our evening offering. Amen. I'd like to sing that song, I Give My Mind. And we want to give ample time for the word tonight. We have Brother Diggs with us. And, well, I'm just looking forward to hear what God has in store in the word. Amen. Brother Jeff, would you lead us in prayer? Amen. Sing it with me as Brother Diggs makes his way at this time. I give my mind completely to you. I give my mind again. I give my mind completely to you, Lord. Fill me with your thoughts. Make it all brand new. Change my life. And let me live in all that's true. I just want to be like you. Yeah. Take me and hold me. Teach me to be still. Lead me and guide. My mind completely to you, Lord. Fill me with your thought and make it all brand new. Change my life and let me live in all that's true. 'Cause I just want to like you, so take me, so take me and mold me, teach me to be still.
Give my mind. That desire tonight. Amen. Let's just bow our hearts, go before the Lord in prayer. If you have an unspoken request, you can acknowledge it to the Lord by an uplifted hand. You know, we say that all the time, but we have to believe that God knows the thoughts and intents of the heart and that He hears us when we pray. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, Father, you see the hands that are lifted to you, Lord, and Lord, though it may not be spoken through our lips, Lord, but Lord, you hear our hearts, Lord. And Lord, you see us, Father. You know us, Lord. And Lord, we are the workmanship of your hands. And Father, we pray that tonight, Lord, that you get glory out of the service, Lord, and you get usury out of our lives, Father. Lord God, that everything that we have that's been given by you, Lord, would be on display. Lord, that we wouldn't take it and bury it for fear. But Lord God, we would just surrender all that we are unto you. And Lord, we bring all these many requests unto you, Father. Lord, for we know that you're a great God, you're a good God, and you know all things. And Lord, as I like to say, even your judgments are righteous, Lord. Lord, we pray that you bless this church, Lord. Bless the pastor in his absence, Father. And Lord, we just ask, Father, you just help us all get out of the way tonight. Lord, as you express your word to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you. The church, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, we certainly appreciate Brother Barry for the invite. Amen. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Really did enjoy the worship. Amen. Chapter 2, let's start reading at verse 6. 1 Corinthians 2 and 6. The Bible says, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of the world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by the Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of the man of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God." Amen. You can have your seats. Amen. As you sit, let's turn to Job. Job chapter 14. Job chapter 14. I want to read verse 7 out of here. Job 14 and 7, the Bible says, "For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud, and bring forth boughs like a plant." Amen. Praise the Lord. Tonight, by the grace of God, I want to use for a subject the silent power of God. The silent power of God. Amen. You know, if I can, you know, before I get into this, let me say, I love to shout. I love to dance. I love to run before God. I love the expression of God. You know, I love to express back to God. Amen. You know, and none of that takes away from the silent power of God. So by me saying what I'm saying tonight, by no means am I saying that we have to be a quiet church. But what I'm saying is that even when there's no shouting, no dancing, God is still moving. Amen. Even when there's no earthquake, no fire, no rushing wind. God is still healing. Amen. Even when there are no signs to be seen, the silent power of God is still in control. And the thing I love about God, church, that's how we know Him a lot of times. Because it's one thing about God, sometimes it's God does things in a realm where you can't physically put your hand on. But you know by faith it was God. Hallelujah. And that's our whole Christian journey. Our journey is a walk of faith. And you can't just go to the store and buy a cup of faith. Or you go buy a bundle of faith. Or go down to Lowe's and say, hey, I want to buy a crate of faith. Or maybe a keg of faith. No, it don't work like that. Faith is something that's revealed unto us. Hallelujah. And you know, I so enjoyed the minister's meeting these past weekends because, you know, I love just coming in an atmosphere where you feel like the word of God is just uplifting you. Hallelujah. You don't have to be nobody special. You don't have to do anything special. It's just that word coming in a silent mode, just connecting. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. In church, through the generations of time, that's what God has been doing through the word of God. It's been a silent connection with the word and God's people. You know what it's been? It's been, it hasn't been so much an identification by a certain authenticity or a certain race or a certain background. No, this connection has been a connection of seed and voice. Hallelujah. In a realm that we can explain, all we know is that God is dealing with us. Hallelujah. You know, church, if we go back and look at our lives, you know, let me say me. I can't explain how I got delivered over a lot of things. All I know is that God did it. Hallelujah. I had plenty of things I struggled with, but let me say it again. I couldn't go to the store, Brother Keith, and buy a cup of healing. I couldn't do it. Amen. I had to receive it by faith and speak that word out there. And then the silent power of God began to move on my confession. Hallelujah. And I'm saying this tonight that we don't have to run around the church, but I'd be more than glad to. Hallelujah. We don't have to kick and shout and dance, but I'd be more than glad to. But if you open your heart and receive what I'm saying by faith, the silent power of God will grant you your heart's desire. Hallelujah. Church, have you ever been in church and you have questions on your heart? And you're like, Lord, you know, I'm praying about this and I'm praying about that. And you get your answer. What is that? That's the silent power of God. Nobody else knows that God is answering your prayer but you and Him. Oh, I love a God like that. Hallelujah. And you know why God does things like that? Because, you know, sometimes when we shout, when we dance, somebody will say, oh, that wasn't God. But then when you deal with the silent power of God, you can't tell me that it wasn't God. Because you don't know what He said to me. Oh, you don't know what He did for me. Hallelujah. You don't know how He's encouraging me. Or you can say, well, He's just jumping and shouting because of the music. What if it ain't no music? And I still got a smile. Hallelujah. What if it ain't no meeting and I still got joy? What is it? That's the power, the expression of God. Hallelujah. Being able to touch a soul. You know, the Bible says that if we confess the Lord Jesus, you know, out of our mouth and so forth, we receive by faith that we will be saved. Hallelujah. That's not by works. That's by faith. That's by revelation. Amen. Think about it, church. Hallelujah. God, even right in the service, hallelujah, He can heal those that are sick without even having hands laid on you. Isn't that powerful? Don't get nervous. I'm about to close. But the reason why I read the book of Job Because this scripture right here shows how powerful God is in creation. The Bible says that in the book of Job, what we just read, chapter 14, he said, for there is hope of a tree. If it be cut down, let's stop right there. The tree is cut down. Amen. How many of us have ever saw a cut down tree? Most of all of us. It looked like that tree is done. Over. Kaput. Finished. Lifeless. But then the Bible says, whoa, that there's hope for that tree in that condition. There's hope for that tree even though it's been cut down. Hallelujah. Look at the silent power of God. We could be looking at that tree and maybe it was hanging over your house and you got sick of hearing the stuff fall on your house and all this and that. So you cut it down, but you didn't kill that tree. That tree still has life, hallelujah. As long as it has a root. Woo! As long as it has roots that are planted in the ground, at any moment, it'll start to push out again. All it needs is the right conditions. All it needs is a connection that the Master had created before the foundation of the world. And what is that connection? I want us to see how powerful this is. He says, for there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again. Why? Hallelujah. And he said that the tender branch thereof will not cease, though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground. Yet, through the scent of water. Boy, that's powerful, ain't it? The scent of water begins to work a power within that tree. The Bible didn't say that a downpouring or watering of that tree. It said the scent. The tree can smell the aroma, the scent of water. Why? Because water is something that's connected with its growth. Hallelujah. And the same thing should be with you and I. At the scent of the presence of God, we should begin to grow. We should begin to come forward. Hallelujah. We don't need a 4 or 5 day revival. All we need is to get in connection with what God made for us. And life will begin to come forward again. Just like it would when that tree was big and towering. Even though it's cut down, it still had the potential to push out life. And I don't know about you, but I've been cut down sometimes. Hallelujah. But God, let me grow again. Hallelujah. And you know, as I grow, sometimes things get in my way and I lean. But that doesn't stop me from growing. All I need to do is get that pressure off me and I stand upright. Hallelujah. Church, the silent power of God. He says, at the scent of water, hallelujah, it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. Hallelujah. All it needs is just the scent of water. Now, let me ask you something. That seems really, really deep. But you know, we're connected to deep things. Hallelujah. We're connected to something greater than just a handshake of faith. We're connected to something greater than just, hallelujah, a life of sanctification. We're connected to something greater than just a gift moving in the church. But we're connected, hallelujah, to the person of Christ. Hallelujah, church. We, hallelujah, have the ability to know what God wants. We have, hallelujah, the unction in our lives to be led by God. Church, to hear His voice. Not only hear His voice, but understand. Hallelujah. Again, I cannot go to Lowe's or Home Depot or Costco and get a book on understanding. Hallelujah. It's something God does silently. Woo. Even right now, in the service, some of you are very happy. I can feel it in your spirit. You're very happy. There's an excitement in the room. Hallelujah. Amen. And I can't see it in the inside. It's silent. But then that expression begins to start with what? A smile. Soon as I said, some of you guys are very excited. You said, how did I know that? It's the silent power of God moving. Hallelujah. Glory. Just the same as you hearing a word that says, by his stripes you're healed. And you say, that power begins to move in your life. What is it? There's something inside of you accepting that power. Woo! Think about it, church. God has created us in a way where we could connect to him without any emotion. Now, I love that part. Now, don't get me wrong. I love a good emotional outpouring. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, sin-killing, blue sky. Hallelujah. Field service where we just lose control. Some of y'all looking at me like, really, Brother Diggs? Yes, really. And I would really like for you to experience that kind of power. Hallelujah. Where you just lose control. Amen. And let God have his way. And you may think, you say, Brother Diggs, well, that's radical. No. Everybody God ever used was because they lost control. You never thought about it like that before. Eh? Hallelujah. For God to use Abraham, Abraham had to lose control. Hallelujah. He had to stop doing things his way. Amen. Then God could use him. God, hallelujah, the silent power of God couldn't work in Abraham and Sarah until they lost control. And once they stopped trying to do it their way, think about it, church. They couldn't, hallelujah, do anything with their bodies. But what was it? It was the silent power of a promise. Woo! Church, we have the answer tonight. We have the silent power of God's spoken word in our lives, which is a promise. And if we stick with the promise, it will produce a power in your life. Look at the deep things of God. Praise the Lord. Brother Stephen, I feel good. Hallelujah. Let me tell a testimony. About, I was in Quebec. When was Easter? April or May? April, I was there, May. And you know, for you Canadians, I just want to let you know y'all got crazy weather. And you know, I like it hot because I'm from the South. You know, so my Easter is normally a hot Easter. My Easter buddy don't need no thick coat. He don't need no snowshoes or none of that. Hallelujah. He's looking for flowers, not snow. But anyway, you know, that time of year, I went over to Quebec and those areas, and I preached in that area for Easter, and then I came back in May, and you know, it got cold on me. You know, May in Carolina is still nice and hot. You know, so my voice started messing up. And you know, I had to preach some services for Brother Steve and Granby, and as I preach, I began to feel my throat getting sore. But you know me. I'm not going to let the devil dictate my service unto God. Hallelujah. If I got to come to service like this, I'm coming like this in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Knowing that at any moment he could get me feeling back in the song. He can straighten this leg out. Hallelujah. And who I am can really begin to be expressed. Too often, we let our own personal feelings dictate what's going to happen in our lives. But I want to give you some silent power tonight. All it takes is the right confession. Hallelujah. That's why when I go to the doctor, when he asks me certain questions, it could be true and I'll still say no. Hallelujah. You say, Brother Diggs, no, you lie. I say, no, I'm professing. Hallelujah. I'm believing unto. Hallelujah. Church, brother, I was telling Brother Stephen, Brother Aaron and Brother Tim, they dealt with the spirit realm and the mind. And church, it was so powerful that a lot of times we just let Satan have our spirit part when that doesn't belong to him. Hallelujah. All of us belong to God. My mind, my body, and my soul. None of it belongs to the devil. Hallelujah. So church, you ought to fight, amen, to surrender unto God so he can use your body, soul, and spirit. Hallelujah. I'm not satisfied with just saying, I know I'm redeemed in my soul. No, God, I'm going to give you my spirit too, because my spirit is going to control what happens in my body. Now, if the devil gets in my spirit where I'm walking around moping and I'm sick and I'm dust, I'm not going to give God my best. But if I can get my spirit right, hallelujah, if I can get the right atmosphere tonight, hallelujah, I will experience something in my life, hallelujah, that runs in continuity with the promises of God. Hallelujah. Because church, what were we first? We were first created as spirit beings. So how dare we allow the enemy to take control of our spirits? When Satan is controlling your spirit, you are living under a perversion. You're living in a fallen nature state. Hallelujah. Because before that time, Adam walked as a God, thought as a God. But once the devil got in his spirit, then he started saying, oh, God come down in the cool of the day. And the Lord said, Adam, Adam, like he always did. What made him hear that voice different? The devil had gotten his mind. The devil had got in his spirit. And now he began to look at himself different. God didn't tell him that. Look what God did. Hallelujah. Oh my, this is fresh. I love the pool. Look what God did. When God came down, he said, hey, where y'all been? What you did? He said, hey, we heard your voice. They knew it was the same voice. They knew it was the same voice, the same power. Hallelujah. Why didn't they get the same results? I'll tell you why. They said, because we heard your voice and we were naked and we ran. Now God comes. He wants to deal with their spirit, deal with their mind. God says, who told you you was naked? Who told you you was sick? Who told you you was bound? Who told you was lost? Who told you was depressed? Who told you wasn't rapture material? God never told us those things that would make us feel less than a God. Wow! Where did it come from? It came from the perversion of the enemy's thoughts. God never told us we were sick. He never told us we were bound. He never told. He didn't even tell Adam and Eve in that moment that they're lost. Woo! They did exactly what he told them not to do, and God never told them that they were lost. As a matter of fact, God showed them a way to remain in his presence. So what I'm saying today, hallelujah, your greatest problem is you. And sometimes Satan wants to be, I'm sorry, cameraman, y'all know I can't be still. Satan wants to be just like God. So what does he do? He works with us in a silent realm.
Brother Keith, he ain't gonna come up to you smoking a joint. Say, hey, Brother Keith, what's going on? You gonna hit this with me? He ain't gonna do that. He has a silent approach. He'll come and say, hey, man, you know, things are kind of bad. You know, things are kind of rough at home, and the job is this, and the job is, people talk about you, all these things. He's working with your emotions, trying to silently doing things. What is he? He's trying to bring on the spirit of depression. Amen. Hallelujah! He's silently working on you. What? To get that joint in your hand. So he'll work on you silently with depression and loneliness and all these things, and then he will present his power. And next thing you know, you for anybody that may be watching who's struggling with that, you know, they say now we have medical marijuana and we have medical this, medical that. Let me tell you something. Medical marijuana is connected to pain. That's the whole purpose of it, to deal with your pain. Hallelujah. But you know what? It's just like opium. Hallelujah. It's just like morphine. Hallelujah. Once you keep having it and keep having it, hallelujah, you get addicted to it. Church, let's not be fooled. It's the silent power of the devil. He legalized something that could kill us, but at the same time, make people get addicted so they can make money off of it. You got more marijuana dispensaries around the world than a Coca-Cola factory. Why? Because it's the silent power of the devil. He sneaks in. You know, you may start with a cigarette. You smoke a cigarette. Look, why can't you kick the cigarettes? Because it's a silent power in your life. Hallelujah. You may get up and you might say, well, you know what? Today is the day. I'm done with it. But then there's something inside of you called nicotine craving. What is that? It's a silent power that says, I need more. And that's with every addiction. But hallelujah, what we have to do, church, tell your children, tell your loved ones who are maybe thinking about this stuff, these things are experiments. They're experiments. Any medicine you take, hallelujah, starts with what? An experiment. And normally, what do? They try it out on an animal. Some pig that's not going to say, don't do this to me. Some monkey that's not going to say, not today, I don't feel like it. All that monkey going to do is say, all that pig going to do is say, oink, oink, and become a test for modern day science. Church, I might have said this, the last time I was here. But you remember the prophet of God, he talked. Did I tell the testimony about wearing glasses? Must not. Ain't nobody said nothing. Hey, this is not some insurance seminar. What I got is something good. Hallelujah. It's at your best interest you participate. Hallelujah. Because I got plenty of door prizes tonight. Hallelujah. I got some things, hallelujah, that's so big and so great, it might take two of you to carry it home. Woo! Hallelujah. Y'all can tell by the power of God moving on me, it ain't always silent. That part happens when I'm in my car going back home. Hallelujah. But you know, church, you remember the prophet of God, he was talking about, you know, he was losing his eyesight. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor says, no, your eyes are fine. It's just that your eyes are flat now. And you can't see the way you used to see. But if you live long enough, it'll come back. I'm going through that stage right now. But you know, I went to the eye doctor and I got provoked. You ever been provoked to believe God? Hallelujah. You know, sometimes I come to church and people at church provoke me to worship. They provoke me, Brother Keith, to worship. We're singing a song that God is good and everybody. Or we're singing Waymaker, Miracle Worker, and people. Or we're singing, what a beautiful name it is. What? Are you kidding me? Hallelujah. Do you feel the silent power of God when you're singing about Him being a Waymaker, a Miracle Worker? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Light in the darkness? And you're going to tell me that doesn't excite you? Or that doesn't get your faith to moving? Hallelujah. Well, there are things about the Word. There are things about the inspiration of music that just makes me beside myself. Hallelujah. Oh my. And I've been in service where we were singing Great Jehovah. Song goes, Great Jehovah. And everybody says, Great Jehovah, Great Jehovah, Great, 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 Great. How you gonna sing that and remain still? I guarantee you, if all of us had goal line seats at a Panthers game, none of us would be. Cam get a touchdown, we'd be like, give me the ball. Because you know he always give away the ball. We'd be like, ah! What happened? You're going to take advantage of your position. Oh! In church, we ought to take advantage of our position. Hallelujah. God has put us in position to receive of Him. Hallelujah. And we don't have to jump, scream, holler. All we have to do is get in place. But how much more better it is when God can see us acknowledge Him. I love it when Jesus came to Lazarus and Martha said, hey, if you would have been here, Lazarus wouldn't have died. Can you imagine what that did to God? Do you realize God gets happy too? He gets happy, hallelujah, at the presence of your faith. Remember the centurion? Jesus was happy. Jesus took that young man, spit him around, and said, hey, I've never seen this kind of faith. He was happy about that. Now you think about it, church. If God has put us in position to make Him smile. I know I ain't going to waste my opportunity. Hallelujah. But anyway, I went to the eye doctor. And the lady said, did all her tests and all these things. And then she says to me, okay. Well, first mistake she made, she says, well, your vision is fine. If my vision is fine, what's going on? Fine and problem is two different meanings. So she tells me, by her expertise, that my vision is fine. Everything else she says after that is null and void. If you tell me I'm handsome, you think I'm going to worry about somebody else calling me ugly? I don't care. I say at least I know one person who thinks I'm happy. I mean, I'm handsome. I'm going to block every other negative thing out. Hallelujah. Why? Because those words of telling me I'm handsome, it produces something inside of me. It produces an attitude. What is it? It's a silent power called what? Confidence. Woo! And that's what the word of God does. Even so tonight, for those of us who are connecting, if in your heart, if in the service, your mind, soul, and spirit, you are able to say amen to anything I've said, it should produce a confidence. To what? To believe even more. But I go in, and she says, your eyes are fine. I'm like, okay. That's exactly what I want to hear. And then she says, but here's the problem. Hold. Fine and problem don't register with me. I can't be saved and lost at the same time. I can't be healed and sick at the same time. I can't be a sinner saint. It's either one or the other. And I'm just foolish enough to believe only the good. Woo! Glory. Oh my. I feel like dancing. I know some of y'all feel the same way. I can feel the power in the room. Amen. I feel the silent power of revival. Hallelujah. I feel the silent power of joy. Hallelujah. Again, I can't go to Lowe's and buy a cup of joy. Where is it coming from? It's a revelation. It's coming from the inward man. Hallelujah. But you know, church, she says, here's the thing. Your eyes are flat. It's just that your eyes are, now they're adjusting a different way. And all that was fine. But then she challenged me. And she didn't even know she was challenging me. She said, you're going to be seeing me for the rest of your life. I don't think she realized who she was talking to. Church, sometimes in those moments, God is pushing you. God is trying you. God is pulling you to believe. Hallelujah. You don't let some unbeliever pronounce a judgment on your life. Hallelujah. She tells me that I'm a be seeing her for the rest of my life. I want to say, woman, you must don't know who you're talking to. I got a promise that says, by his stripes, I'm healed. It did not say, except for your eyes. Whoa! It did not say, except for your blood pressure. It did not say, except for cancer. It did not say, except for diabetes. It said, by his stripes, you are. And if I can accept that word, the silent power of God has to do what it's always done. It has to. Because God can't take it back. Hallelujah. Chanel, God can't come back. He said, oh, I didn't mean that for your situation. No, he can't do that. He's God. And whatever he said, he didn't even have to think about it. He just speaks perfection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope y'all are not taking this as just another church service. The promises of God are here in silent mode. See, one thing I love about silent mode, sometimes, hallelujah, silent mode, hallelujah, the enemy can't see what's going on. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, the greatest weapon, hallelujah, one of the greatest weapons that's ever been given to us, you can't go to Lowe's and buy it. Can't go to Walmart and get it. Hallelujah. And the prophet of God said, it's greater than an atomic bomb. What is it? He said, it's prayer. The silent power of God. Hallelujah. That I don't even have to say a word. The Bible says, lay hands on him. If there's anything going on in his back, hallelujah, all I got to do is touch him and he'll be made whole. What is it? That's a promise. And if he received the promise, God has to do the rest. If you receive the promise, God has to do the rest. Hallelujah. So, anyway, I went and they had this America's Best. Y'all heard of that? America's Best Eyeglass Place. This ain't no advertisement for them. But their glasses were cheap. So I say, okay, I'm going to get some glasses, whatever. But I still got in my mind. It's a battleground. I got in my mind, she, I can hear her voice talking about,
"You going to see me for the rest of your life."
Church, hallelujah. The voice of unbelief should be, hallelujah, it should make your skin crawl. The voice of unbelief, it should be the most annoying thing that you ever heard. It shouldn't be convincing. It shouldn't be something that you settle with. It should be something that stirs you up to fight. Hallelujah. The voice of Goliath didn't make David fear. It gave David fuel. Bring me a man. Bring me a man. Bring me a man. 40 days, 40 nights. But one day he shouted out, "Bring me a man at the wrong time." Hallelujah. And the silent power of God hit David. Woo! Hallelujah. What was it that that power said? It's time for war. Hooray. Hallelujah. And he said, "Bring me a man." And God said, "Okay, I got something for you. I'm going to bring you a boy." The silent power of God lies in you young girls. Hallelujah. It lies in you. Hallelujah. It's not there in just an age limit. Hallelujah. The power of God can operate in a king 8 years old named Josiah. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Church, so I can hear as I got the glasses. I bought two pair. See, I only got a trick for the devil. But keep, you know what I did? I took one pair, and you can get transcending lenses. How's it go? Where'd it go? Yeah, transition lenses. So when you in the shade, I mean you in the sun, you don't look like just sun. They turn into shades, and you look like this. So I took something that's supposed to be a struggle and made it cool. Hallelujah. She provoked me to believe that God can do anything. But that wasn't even the gist of it, church. I put the glasses on. See, you notice what they tell you? I'm gonna give you some weapons of warfare. You know, I begin to realize why I have to fight so many battles. And they're very strenuous battles because I love telling the devil secrets. I love telling his secrets. Hallelujah. Church, one of his secrets is, look, medicine has to adjust to your body. You know why? Because your body automatically heals itself. So your body has to get used to what you're putting in it. That's why they have something called side effects. Because the body was created to heal itself. Just give it a little time. That silent power will work. But here's my problem. And look. I ain't telling nobody to walk out of here tonight, take their glasses, and sling it back there in the woods. And you're like, "Brother Dean told me to do it." No, you better say, "God told you to do it." Hallelujah. Because I'm not going to pay your bill when you get in a car accident. But I'm just preaching to you that all things are possible. Hallelujah. But anyway. You know, didn't Brother Branham preach a message called perfect faith? What does perfect mean? Perfect means, hallelujah, without any problems. Without any mishaps. Perfect. Whew, hallelujah. Church. So anyway, I get the glass, I put them on. She This is what she says to me. See, now I'm analyzing everything she says because she provoked me. See, that's what a real fighter does. He starts to examine his opponent. She didn't even know it. She didn't even know it. She thought she was doing me good, but I'm ready to fight. Because she's basically telling me not to believe in my God. And she says, don't get nervous. Don't buy the clothes. She didn't say that. I'm saying that to you. But church, she says to me, all right, she got the glasses, did the prescription, and then she tells me, she says, hey, I want you to wear them. Wear them so you can get used to them. You ever heard that before? Why do I have to get used to something? If I need it, it should just automatically work. What's happening? I put the glasses on. They're magnifying. I take them off. My eyes are blurry. I'm like, what? These things making it worse. Church, that's why I didn't take chemotherapy, because of the side effects. They said it's going to stunt my growth. It's going to mess up my cell count. I might never be able to have children. It's going to make my hair come out. And I was like, this is supposed to help me? I don't think so. And then the silent power of God, hallelujah, came into my hospital room. Hallelujah. He said, son, you are already healed by my grace. I couldn't go, hallelujah, down in the lobby and buy it. I couldn't get it from the doctor. No, I had to believe it. At the scent of water. Washed by the waters of the word. Hallelujah. And that faith began to grow. But anyway, I got to come down to the close. The atmosphere is just so good in here. Hallelujah. See, I love preaching on a Wednesday night. I know some brothers like Sunday. You know, Sunday's okay. You know, but I like a Wednesday night. You know why? Because the weekday, you get the heart and soul of the church. You get those people who don't care how long they work. Don't care what time they're going to get out. Don't care. They don't use this excuse. Well, you know, my girl's got to go to school tomorrow. They don't use none of them excuses. I come to hear the word. I come to get it uplifted by God. The heart and soul of the church. Hallelujah. They're not connected to time. Hallelujah. They're connected to the voice. What is it, church? You done work 10, 8, 12 hours. And there's something inside saying, I got to go to church. What is it? It's a silent power. Pushing you into the presence of God. While other people saying, I'm staying home and streaming. No offense, do what you got to do. But me, I like to be there when it's happening. Church, you ever seen a bad car accident and you ride by? Some of us real nosy. We rubberneck because we... People blowing the horn at you like, wait, wait, I got to see this. And you're looking at it like, ooh. That wouldn't have the same effect if you would have saw it when it happened. You would probably, depending on how bad the accident is, hallelujah, you would even be shook up by the thing if you saw it when it happened. It's a different effect coming by a couple minutes later or an hour later or just seeing hallelujah, the back end of it. But if you was there to hit a collision or see the car flipping, all those things, you would feel differently about it. It's the same thing about coming to church. Hallelujah. No doubt some people may be able to feel some of what's going on. Amen. Over the internet, praise God, but they can't feel what you feel right now. Hallelujah. Glory. They can't feel this atmosphere in this building. Hallelujah. Amen. What does it feel like? It feels like Jesus is going from pew to pew. Woo! And again, no offense if you're streaming. Praise God. We thank God for you. I just love to get fresh. Hallelujah. There's nothing worse than eating a piece of fish that had been in the refrigerator 30 days. I thought it's called freshwater fish. There's a big difference from catching it, skinning it, filleting it, and cooking it. That's some good taste right there. Hallelujah. That's some good taste. There's a whole big difference from you going to Publix and buying something that they didn't have in the back that's about to expire, and they put it down there and say you can get $2 off. There's something going on in silence behind that. But anyway, I got to come down to a close, church. Anyway, I put the glasses on. And poof, I could see. Take them off. It's a little blurry. So you know what I did? I said, man, I ain't going through all this. I'm going to just leave them alone. So I left them alone. I could still see pretty good. I got to squinch every now and then. Now I'm figuring out, how come when I squinch, I can see? Because just like she said, ain't nothing wrong with my eyes. It's just the shape of them right now. But if I continue to wear those glasses, my eyes will adjust to the medicine eyes will adjust to the medicine in my glasses. And what then? It will develop a dependency for something that I never needed. Ooh. Again, I ain't telling nobody what to do. But for those of you who are taking blood pressure pills, how come after so many months or years, they say, we got to increase your dose? Because your body adjusts. Why? Because your body is supposed to heal itself. If you think, you know, I am not a doctor. I'm a believer. Hallelujah. Amen. And just in a simple form, simplicity, when you get a scratch, what happens? It heals itself. So if it could do that on the surface, why wouldn't it do that on the inside? Hallelujah. So right now, I have two pair of glasses. One that I put on every now and then just to fight. And another pair, and it's good with my suit. Hallelujah. So one way or another, I'm going to win. Because I believe that God can work miracles with my faith. Maybe one day, hallelujah, I go to put them on and I feel like Spider-Man. Hallelujah. I just take them and throw them because I got something going on inside of my DNA. What is it? It's called perfect faith. Hallelujah. Let me close. I believe everybody got where I'm at. But just to show you the silent power of God, how many of us can hear the sun when it rises? Can't hear it. But one of the most powerful things on the earth, hallelujah, is the coming up and the going down of the sun. And we can't hear it, hallelujah. Sometimes we barely see it, hallelujah. But it's one of the strongest forces on earth, hallelujah, and it's silent. How many of us, hallelujah, can feel the effects of the moon stopping the waters from coming in? We can't feel it, but it's happening. What is it? It's a silent power. How many of us can see, hallelujah, moment to moment, second to second, when the grass is growing? We can't see it, but it's happening. What is it? It's a silent power. You can't see the germination of a seed in a tree when it's about to push out. When apples are about to bring forth, you can't see it. It's a silent power. God made it that way. Remember the story. The prophet of God said you could take some concrete and lay it over a particular area. He said you come back in a year or whatever. He said, where is it the thickest? He said, around the edges. He said, because the concrete cannot stop that seed from growing. Hallelujah. The warmth, the connection of the sun between that seed, even concrete can't stop it. Woo! It's a silent power connection between the sun and the seed which produces life. And let me tell you, church, a job can't stop that connection between you and God. A sickness can't stop it. A family member can't stop it. A church, a pastor, nothing can stop it. It'll have to come forth. And you can take the seed of a lily and put it in the filthiest conditions. Woo! And the silent power of the sun will pull it out of all that mud. Pull it out of all those conditions. Pull it out of all that atmosphere. Why? So it could bud. That's what God is doing. Church, don't be discouraged with your situation. Just stay in your prayer closet and say, Lord, help me. Don't try to explain to people what's going on in your life. Sometimes it'll happen where you can't explain. Just keep believing. Keep confessing the right thing. And watch what God does. Church, how you don't even see diamonds coming into creation. But what brings it forth? Heat and pressure. Two of the greatest silent powers. Thank God for pressure, because pressure will bring out the real you. Amen. That's one of God's, hallelujah, silent powers, putting us under pressure because it brings out who we really are. Putting us under heat, hallelujah. What does that do? That scales off your life. And what does it do? It produces diamonds. Thank God for the silent power of pressure. It is another one of the most strongest forces. Don't get nervous. I'm almost there. He said one of the strongest forces on earth. Hallelujah. He said this power, this force will cast out demons. What is it? He said it's love. Hallelujah. You can't go down to Lowe's. Hallelujah. You can't go to QT. Hallelujah. And say, I want 30 gallons of love on number 5. Can't do it. It's a silent power. Hallelujah. See, you don't have to ask your girls, do they love you? You can just feel it. Hallelujah. You don't have to say, does mommy love me? You can just feel it. It's a silent power. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. It's something that's being expressed from within. In church, we don't have to ask God, does he love us? We can feel it. How many are grateful? Let's just be grateful, church. There's so many other things we could say, but we're going to close right there. Just think about it. Next time you get in a situation, just ask the question, Lord, what are you trying to show me? Because sometimes I just love the I'm going to make up a word. I just love the mysterious CC. Let me try it again. The mysteriousness of God. Sometimes God can be mysterious. But more than an ordinary mystery. It's so mysterious, sometimes things happen and we say, how can this be? Church, the silent power of God walked up to Mary by promise. Isaiah spoke, hallelujah, 700 years before, saying a virgin shall conceive, hallelujah. And those words were in the air for 700 years, hallelujah, until it find a resting place. Oh my, and the power of those words found Mary and came to Mary and said, Hail Mary, thou art highly favored. You've been chosen to bring forth the man child. And now Mary is questioning the power. Mary says, how can this be, hallelujah, seeing that I know not a man. Oh! One of the greatest silent powers that we'll ever experience is conception. Hallelujah. When the word of God connects with the seed of God and it brings forth life. Just like a woman, hallelujah, the egg of a woman and the fertilization of a man, you can't explain it. You don't even know when it happens. It's silent. But you can see the effects of it when those two come together. Ooh. And it's silent. For 9 months. Church, some of you are carrying the baby too long. It's time to have the birth. If you carry it too long, there's a chance for it to die. Come on, musicians, I'm closing. But one of the greatest moments of the silent power of God is the hour of conception. Because nobody can tell you when it happened to you. And when it's going to happen. All you know is that you feel different inside. Hallelujah. And to show whether it's real or not, you will start having silent cravings. It's not you, it's the life inside craving. What is it? It's a silent power. And if you don't give the life what it wants, you will get sick. See, y'all brothers don't know what I'm talking about, but the sisters do. In that hour of conception, if she says, hey, I want some pizza, and the baby says, no, I want ice cream. And you go eat that pizza, that baby gonna show you that I run this show. Silently. Woo! Hallelujah. We named my baby girl, her middle name is Amoya. Because you know the prophet God, he was saying that African people, they call God the great Amoya. Hallelujah. The silent God, Amoya, the one who controls the winds. So when she was in that mode where she was being carried and all these things, she just made her presence known. You know, sister, you ever been carrying that baby where it's like, what's wrong? It's the baby inside. The baby kicking. The baby doing all scratching, doing everything. What is it? It's the life inside, silently controlling everything around it. Hallelujah. And that's what the life of God does. He silently controls everything about you. You just got to continue to yield. How many believe it? Don't try to explain it. Just surrender to it. Amen. When you get that urge to go pray, that's the silent power of God. What is he saying? I want to fellowship with you. I want to talk to you. Prayer is communion. Church, hallelujah. We know how to get close to God. Hallelujah. But it may not be a kicking and a shouting and a jumping. It may just be you sitting on your couch, you know, or reading a book or whatever, and God comes and begins to talk to you. Whew. Those are some of the most powerful times in life. Well, you can't pin it on some outward expression of something that happened. All you know is you heard God dealing with you, you yielded to it, and you got the results of the supernatural. Amen. Praise God. Let's pray. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together. Lovely. You're the worthy. You're wonderful to me. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down.
Here I am to say that you're my God.
Lovely. Worship. I bow down. Say that you're my God. He's lovely. You're so worthy.
hands, close our eyes. Keep playing that. Keep playing that. Here we are. Here we are, God. Father, we're here, Lord. Lord, and we just spoke about the silent power of the Holy Ghost. And Lord, you're so faithful. You show up, Lord. Lord, you show up in the midst of your people. Lord, to touch our lives right here in this moment, Lord. Because we say, here we are to worship. You're altogether lovely. You're altogether wonderful. Lord, you're wonderful to me, Lord. And Lord God, we pray, Lord, if there's anything hindering the move of God in our lives, Lord, that you would crucify it right now in this moment. Lord, whether it be a thought of the mind, a habit in the body, Lord, we summon the silent power of the Holy Ghost to take control of our hearts right now. Lord, and you have your way in us. Forgive us for our sins and trespasses, Lord. Lord, forgive us for thoughts that does not magnify your name, that does not give you glory and honor, Lord. Lord God, and we pray, Lord, that in this moment, Lord God, that we'll be, Lord, that in which you saw in your mind before the foundation of the earth.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, you touch us afresh. Lord, we want to be touched. I want to be touched.
Gratitude.
I want to be touched by the silent power. The silent power of comfort. The silent power of healing and deliverance.
Yes.
Lord, have your way right now.
Desire to love.
let's just worship Him for a while.
And I lift my voice to worship You, oh my soul, we rejoice and take.
Those chains of doubt hold you. You can be free tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's dismiss in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, what an honor it was to hear your precious word tonight, Lord Jesus. God, I'm just so grateful, Lord, for this message that you brought to us, Lord Jesus. God, thank you for this encouragement of faith, Lord God. I pray we take these words tonight, Lord, like the brother was saying, even though that tree may have been cut down, Father, but in the right conditions, God, it'll shoot forth that sprout, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that someone tonight, Father, even myself, we would take these words to heart, Lord. And let that seed of faith grow in our life, Father. Lord, we love you. We thank you, Father. Pray that you go with each one tonight as they travel to their homes. Bless our brother Diggs as he travels home. Bless our pastor and their family, Lord, and those that are traveling, Father. Pray that you bring us all back to this time once again, Father. Oh, how we love to just worship you and lift your name in praise, Lord God. Father, we love you. We thank you so much, Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you for this ability to come tonight. We give you glory and honor, praise. Amen, amen, amen. Let's sing that song as you go. God is good. All the time, amen. God is good all the time. Put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good. Sing it as you go now. If you're walking through the valley, hear a shadow.